Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, back in our regular seats, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Last week, I left everyone with a challenge, so let's clarify that before we play this week's show.
Sounds like a plan to me.
I said, start with the last name of a famous American military man. Rearrange the letters into three words that could have been newspaper headlines about this person 4 years apart. Who is the person, and what is the headline?
Well, who is the person, and what is the headline?
Well, the person is Eisenhower, and if you rearrange those letters, you can spell see, hero, win.
That's very clever, Mr. Pickus. All right, Ian, on April 12th, 1955, the polio vaccine was declared safe and effective. And as a bonus fact, that was 10 years to the day after FDR died. Although there is some speculation that FDR may have actually had another disease instead of polio. In any case, to honor the work of Dr. Jonas Salk, we'll have a quiz all about infectious diseases. No, I'm just kidding. Instead, we'll have a quiz about shots.
Oh, okay.
First up, originally appearing on Bob Marley and the Wailers' 1973 album Burnin', the song I Shot the Sheriff was covered 1 year later by what iconic rock guitarist?
That was Eric Clapton.
It was, and Clapton's version is probably the most successful version. It went to number one, and it's in the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Huh.
In 1998, Gus Van Sant directed an almost shot-for-shot remake of what classic 1960 Hitchcock film, with Vince Vaughn reprising Anthony Perkins' iconic role.
That was Psycho.
Yes, and the Janet Leigh role was played by Anne Heche in the remake. The most famous sports-related use of the phrase, the shot heard round the world, refers to a home run hit by Bobby Thompson to clinch the 1951 National League pennant for what baseball team?
The Giants. The Giants win the pennant.
The Giants win the pennant, yes. And
they're going crazy.
You don't want to just do the rest of it? You want to start at the beginning and go through the whole game here? Only one of the 50 U.S. states legally defines the volume of an alcoholic shot. In 1998, that volume was increased to 1.5 fluid ounces under a law supported by then-Governor John Huntsman, Jr. What Western state is it? And if you had to take a guess as to what state might regulate alcohol to some extent...
Nevada.
No. Close, though.
Oh. Utah.
Utah is correct, yes. And finally, put the following in order by the lengths of their respective shot clocks, from shortest to longest. NCAA women's basketball, NCAA men's basketball, the NBA.
Okay, the NBA is 24.
Yes.
Then women's.
Do you know how many seconds it is?
30.
Yes.
Then men's at 35.
Good job. Well, this is just a shot in the dark, but I think Ian did pretty well this week. He went 4 for 5. So, did you shoot the deputy? JR? Mr. Burns? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org. We promise we won't tell.
Or you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or this challenge.
Think of a four-letter word that starts with C that can precede shot to make a common two-word phrase. Change the vowel sound in that word, and you'll get a five-letter word starting with C that can also precede shot to make a common two-word phrase. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor at the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get working on that challenge, and we'll get back together the same time next week.
I'll give it my best shot. See you then.